Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies. Yeah, it's bit season. What a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season. Go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season. Ha 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 ha.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season, episode 177. Brad T-shirt here.
I'm Matt Valdez.
Actually recording on a Thursday this week.
It's brand new to me.
The Wednesday run has ended.
It has. It was an Ali-like run, Drabby.
Yeah.
But all good things must come to an end. A little housekeeping for you and for the biddies.
All right.
I wanted to surprise you with this on air.
You have some sort of note there?
I do have some sort of note mm-hmm. for you. This was passed along to me yesterday, and I was saving it for today. And let me read this to you.
Okay.
Hey, Bit Season. We are two biddies and found this while prepping our move to Denver. Sorry, that's a little poor handwriting. Our move to Denver. It was tucked away in a drawer, and since we are vegetarians and won it in a race, hope you can use it. And we will be listening from Colorado, Brad and Kristen.
All right, and Brad and Kristen.
And what is this big thing that I'm handing you right now?
See a big Hooters logo on this thing.
I thought you were just saying, I see big Hooters. Isolate that.
Hooray, you've won 50 free wings.
There we go.
Valid at Hooters of Chantilly.
Maybe we saw Brad and Kristen there.
Oh, love it.
So thank you to Brad. Thank you to Kristen. Thank you for your lovely note. The wings are the cherry on top, but your lovely note means a lot to us.
Oh, and so are we going together? What are we going to watch?
I don't know. We got to pick something. I know one thing. 50 wings is a lot.
That is a lot. We might have to invite a couple of the boys. Maybe Mike Marr wants to come on out.
We can show them the ropes.
Yeah. I like that. I kind of forgot about going back to Hooters.
Yeah. So we have that in our back pocket. I'm looking forward to that. And you know what? Brad and Kristen, brag a little more. Vegetarians that won it in a race.
Yeah. Yeah. They're checking all the boxes.
That was kind of a flex.
Yeah. And moving to Colorado. They're going to fit right in.
I know. Those granola hippies. It's a lock. They got a 12.1 and a 26.2 on the back of their SUV.
Yeah, 12.1. You're not a 13.1.
Oh, what did I say? Oh, yeah, yeah, 13.1. Excuse me, sorry. I should know that.
Everyone moves to Colorado.
Why is that?
I just think that it's a town for young people.
Okay,
you know, like to just.
So they're not moving. They're not moving there for the work. Well, they're moving there for the lifestyle.
What is it? Brad and who?
Kristen.
Kristen are not in their 50s. Like,
no,
people
no
move
chance.
To Colorado, you're moving there in your early 30s, late 20s. You kind of burnt out of this area. That's what Bodie did. That's what a couple other people have done.
Well, what's obviously it's great, scenery and nature. Mm-hmm. And I get that. But like, what's it a hub for? You know, like this area is obviously a military hub. New York, finance, marketing, advertising,
yeah.
The hustle and bustle of a city. Same with the Chicago.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of web stuff there.
When I hear web, I would assume Palo Alto, San Jose. I'm not really thinking about Denver. Or, I mean, there is an Air Force base. Isn't there an Air Force base in Colorado Springs? Colorado Springs,
yeah.
Not Denver. Like, I don't know. I don't know what Denver's a hub for. I just know everyone's moving there.
Tech giants Lockheed Martin, Apple, Google, Salesforce. I think Bodie used to work for Salesforce. That's a bit huge one.
Okay.
I don't know. I just know that a lot of people moved to Colorado.
Well,
people with real jobs.
Good luck on your move, Brad and Kristen. I guess another housekeeping note we should mention. Is this Friday we will be recording an episode along with the boys of It Doesn't Matter podcast and Patreon, Othello and blue shorts. So keep on. Why are you laughing?
Okay, that's just funny though. When you, it's like a serious podcast.
What do you mean?
Well, like nobody knows. I'm just like, you got to set it up. Like who is Othello? I mean, I love Othello, but
he used to work here.
People don't know that
him and Shorts used to work here, yeah. And they have a podcast that they do for the month of June Keys, and mm-hmm. we will be a part of it on Friday night. Drab and myself will be both guests of theirs, and we'll just be chopping it up, having a good.
What are we
going
to be talking about?
That's on the hosts to bring up. Yeah. We're the guests.
I don't know how I feel about this. I mean, Blue Shorts nearly got everybody fired last time we did Month of Junkies. And we haven't been on since. And I don't know if they realize that's why we haven't been on.
No, I told him. And he apologized.
Well, there's some things that go like, don't you know the phrase, I forgive, but I don't forget?
Yes.
Okay, that's kind of like the territory it doesn't matter should be in. Like, I love Blue Shorts. He made a mistake, and we can move on. But, like, I don't know if we should. I'm a little nervous putting myself back in that position. I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
And if you don't know, Blue Shorts was asking anybody who came on the show that month, or that, I guess it was 22 or 23. I don't remember what year it was. Like, who would you rather have sex with? It was like transgender shtick. It was just so uncomfortable and inappropriate to be putting us in that situation and then try to be funny that I'm a little nervous. I know you don't care. I care. Like
we'll just do no comment. Just no comment.
I mean, I like edgy material, and I like being funny and digging into each other's lives, but there's a line that Blue Shorts clearly doesn't know. Like, he nearly got Dukes fired one time, posting inappropriate stuff on the station website. Like, you trust him with his career. I'm pretty hesitant.
Okay.
Why do you want to go back on?
Because I honestly...
Why do we... Tell me why you want... I love them, but I want to know why you want to put yourself in this situation.
I like chopping it up with them. I don't see them that often. I like...
But don't you go on all the... I'll get on like Twitter and it'll be... All the time it'll say... our guest tonight, Matt Valdez, big dip in and it's 9 o'clock at night.
I know. I've done it like 3, 4, 5 times. It's not... Trust me. It's not that much. I don't know. I just... I yearn for the old radio days, I guess.
Because they don't have anything like they they don't work in this business anymore. Right?
I know.
So they have nothing to lose.
And I have everything.
Yes,
to lose.
That's okay. What I hope that okay. They want them to understand.
Like, I think they get it. I think they get it.
Do either one of them have jobs, actually? I don't even know. Either one of them actually have paying jobs.
Well, you know what? Well, tune in Friday and find out.
All right, so we're going to whose house tomorrow?
My house.
There's also another problem with this whole thing.
What do you mean?
I have to bring my kids to your house.
Okay. So we're going to have board ops?
It's literally turning into a circus. Do I have to reach out to them and tell them?
No. No. We'll put them in the... We'll chain them to the radiator.
Okay. No. I have to tell Blue Shorts that my kids are coming.
Like, I don't think so.
Because it's their show.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? We could do a bit. Twins say the darndest things.
All right, they can get their first. They'll love it. My kids have. I mean, they've been in the radio station before, but they've never actually talked into a microphone and seen it recording or anything like that. So they'll probably love it.
Okay, great.
I need Blue Shorts to bring his baby and Othello to bring.
You know
his
what
kids.
You can do is you can use them as use your kids as a buffer. Hey, don't ask that. That's a little inappropriate with these ears around.
I thought you were going to say, oh, I got to go. It gets the kids bedtime.
Well, I know you've already thought about that. hey, they got to get their nap.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean nap? It's 6 o'clock.
All right. So are we live tomorrow or is it recorded to post later?
I think it's live.
Okay. All right. So sign up. Where do they go for more information about the It Doesn't Matter?
Don't know.
All right.
I'm sure if you search it and find it on there.
It's a Patreon, so it's a paid thing. It's like $5 a month or something like that. All right.
Yes.
So support those guys. They're former producers here at the radio station. They're doing their own thing. They put a lot of effort into their podcast. And we'll be, it's the month of the Junkies. And if you're not, if you don't want to hear just Drab and Valdez, I believe Bish is recording his today.
Yes.
So we'll all be up there. Are the other guys boycotting?
Maybe. The other guys, they're not playing Jeopardy with their radio careers.
I'm surprised JP's not doing that. Because he's always the one promoting those guys on the air. By the way, their Twitter is IDM_pod. It doesn't matter.
There you go.
The name of the podcast.
There you go. We'll be hanging out Friday. Plus, I'm excited to hang out with you. We don't really hang out outside of the station much.
That's true. That's true. We don't get a chance to do that very often.
So that'll be fun.
All right. I'm seeing their hashtag in their Twitter bio, which is an inappropriate hashtag already. Like, it's their show mantra or something. We'll see. Hopefully, I have a job on Monday.
Okay. Hey, do you know what you need to do?
What?
I have peanut butter. Just rub some peanut butter in Tinsley's underpants or something. Okay. And then say, oh my God, look at this. We got
to
go.
It won't come to that. It will come to them crying and whining in the room. And we can't do a show because it got kids crying. Uh-huh. That's what will come down to. And I'll be like, all right, I got to go. All right. So it could be a train wreck. Tune in for the train wreck tomorrow night on It Doesn't Matter Pod. All right, Valdez, this week on the show, we got a couple things. You know, there was a segment earlier, maybe on Monday, and it was a JP bringing up spontaneously, and I think it was a two-segmenter, right?
Yeah, it was. I know what you're going to bring up.
JP asking the audience for help and finding his next hobby.
I have a lot of thoughts about this.
Okay, good.
Number one, I feel like he's been sitting on this for a while. I also feel like there's this overwhelming sense of boredom that he's feeling.
But isn't he working on a project right now?
I think it's completely
overwhelming him?
I think so. And I don't understand it. He's like Isabella's coach for everything. And she's how old? Six?
No, I think she's eight now.
Eight? I'm sorry. Eight. So it's not like all of this activity is going to run out, right? Isn't she going to be still
doing
stuff?
Take me back to her. Why is he looking for a new hobby? Like, what was his setup for this? I barely remember.
I think he's just going to have more time on his hand.
Because Dylan's out of the house and he said he's going back to Maryland.
Yeah.
Going to Maryland.
Yeah. I think it's just
Chelsea
because
moved.
Yeah, because Dylan's out of the house. All he really has is Isabella and his wife. And sometimes Isabella and Jess are doing stuff together. Maybe he has more alone time.
Yeah.
So I can see where the time is going to come from. But if he's very active in Isabella's life, coaching her and taking her to stuff, I wouldn't think there'd be that much downtime.
No, but I think he's looking for middle of the day type stuff.
Okay.
Why Isabella's at school.
Okay.
Fall time or something like that.
That would make sense. And if Jess is doing classes and stuff like that.
Yeah. So he just doesn't want, I get that. So he does have to find something. What were some of the suggestions that people called in over the couple segments that he should get into?
Here's a list of some of the suggestions.
Right.
One was gardening/ becoming like a lawn guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're out there and you're fertilizing, you're seeding the lawn, you're pruning your bushes. Maybe you have a garden with tomatoes and squash and cucumber in there as well. But you're the lawn guy.
Hey, tell me if I'm wrong, because I know that we're going to get into his machismo here.
Okay.
You guys all were like, you know, going, gardening. Okay. To me, and I know there's like, you know, guys do this, but for me, lawn is for men, garden is for women. That's if we're doing gender roles here.
That's how it was at my house.
All right.
My mom did the flower beds.
The flower beds and all that. Yeah.
But my dad was the one who was lugging the mulch. Like, right. guys are more...
Okay, but that's not a garden. That's the lawn to me. When you say garden, I think vegetables.
No, I would think... No, not just
okay,
vegetables.
Okay, so are we talking different things here? Because lawn, of course...
I think it's all...
Male-dominated field.
I think it's all-inclusive, all-encompassing when we're saying gardening.
All right.
We're not just thinking about getting your
shovel
out.
You mean landscaping. Landscaping. When you say garden, we're talking planting. We're talking about a harvest.
Yeah, but there's that along with lawn care. Like, lawn care is just a subsidiary of gardening, mm-hmm. I feel like.
And I know that there's guys listening right now that work in their garden. Bobby Shambles does it all the time. They're like, Drab, you're wrong. Gardening's for... Maybe it is. Maybe it's just my view. Like, my mother-in-law is always in the garden.
No, like, I think... It's reserved for women when you have the tiny shovel and then you're taking the soil and then you're patting
seeds.
It down.
Seeds. Men don't buy seeds, okay? We don't do that.
Unless they're for, like, peppers. Now, if you had, like, a pepper garden.
All right, maybe.
That's allowed.
Okay.
Hey, in Sopranos, Vesuvio grew his own vegetables and killed his own rabbits that would bite at it.
I've been wrong. I'm. Are you gonna?
No, but if you're planting
green beans, are you planting green beans, Valdez?
I would be into it.
You would? Okay. Maybe I'm.
I'd be into that more. I'd be more into that than potting hydrangeas.
Oh yeah, I mean.
That's more women.
Okay, the flower. Maybe I'm just thinking flowers. Yeah.
But the mulching and everything.
What about composting? Is that a male or female dominated field?
You know, I would just buy the shit. But that was one of the suggestions.
Okay.
And remember, JP tried to become a lawn guy with his wussy electric mower.
Yeah.
Remember?
Well, we knew from day one when he talked about getting an electric mower that
he wasn't serious about a lawn care.
Well, the entire point of a man having a yard is for the, like, Benford tool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's a just super manly, gas-powered, roar the motor.
Just smelling that engine fuel in the air.
Yeah, yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
You know, it's not...
That was the first clue that the lawn wasn't cut out for JP.
It's not really landscaping if you're not pushing the primer on something. If you're not taking the ripcord.
Yeah, it's more of a hillbilly activity.
Yeah, it's definitely a hillbilly activity.
Right.
So he wasn't into that. Plus, if you think about it, the time that he's going to do it is in the afternoon. The last thing you want to do is be outside in your garden or lawn doing lawn care at 1 o'clock when the sun's at its highest peak.
Yeah, in the summertime, definitely not.
But this is something that I thought he would take to. Guitar.
No.
Why no guitar?
Because this is an analytical brain we're talking about. JP is a robot, on, off. He's all about competing and finding factual answers to things, okay? The guitar is the exact opposite. In fact, any musical instrument is not for him.
Okay.
Now, I don't know.
Explain why it doesn't go
because
with his
you
brain.
Because you need a creative soul. Mozart, Beethoven, guys that express themselves.
Creativity.
Are in touch with their inner being. That is the exact opposite of JP Flame, okay? Now, yes, he could read probably. He could learn to read the sheet music.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not what I'm talking about.
So
I'm talking about having the patience to learn something. This is Mr. Hurry Up and Get It Done.
Okay.
If there's one hobby in the world that, like, JP should not do, it's guitar.
Like, he couldn't jam session. A jam session would be so. Yeah.
When you think of a jam session, tell me, like, what kind of man you visualize.
I visualize someone with long fingers, a little bit slovenly.
Yeah. Let me tell you, blonde hair, flowing locks. Loose linen shirt, boot cut pants, probably wearing flip flops. smoking reefer.
Okay.
All right.
He's got a dupe.
All right.
Okay.
That's a visualizing. It's just some guy in the corner of the room strumming his
like an Allman Brother.
Yeah. Like acoustic guitar. All right. That, Mr. Cop over here is the exact opposite of that.
Okay. We got a 420.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Hey. I tell me that I'm right about him playing
you're
the
right.
guitar.
You're right. You're right. You're right. But. But I thought it would be good because I saw my dad take to it. So that became one of his retirement hobbies. Is
yeah,
guitar.
But that's why you should feel protective of that art, right? Your dad is not, is your.
I know, but I see how happy it makes him.
Oh, well, yeah. But again, you got to be a certain guitar is not for me either. But. Not just because I don't care about music.
Well, my dad said, when my dad like was first got all this crap and was knee deep in, and I go, what are you doing? You don't have a musical bone in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, son, you should have seen me back in my day.
All right. So, I don't know. Your dad's a big guy. He's too big to play.
I know.
Guitar.
Yeah,
it's very thick sausage fingers.
He does have some jumbo chorizo fingers. Yeah,
you gotta be delicate with your fingers.
All right. So any kind of instrument, he's out, unless it's like the tambourine.
Yeah, maybe there's an instrument out there that's not you don't have like a lot of creativity goes into it.
Do you know JP's instrument would be?
Give me his instrument.
I know for a fact what it would be. The cymbals.
Right on cue, right? You gotta wait for
your exact moment. Uh-huh. No freestyling, no jazzing around. It's here's your note.
I think if imagine JP like in a southern you know what's that movie Drumline little something on the end,
Where
it's all about, it's
precision.
No, not only that, like dance in the creativity of it. Yeah. Okay. The swag.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
No swag.
Imagine him in a drum line. Come on. All right. So the guitar, I thank God. If I have to listen to a JP guitar story on the air, I'd blow my brains out.
So my finger can't reach over to this chord when I'm trying to play Freebird. All right, here, this is another one. I think this is a top one.
Mm-hmm.
Barbecue. He becomes the barbecue guy.
All right, barbecue.
There's also the. All right, so stay with me here.
Here's my problem with that. Okay, I'm giving you reasons for no other than JP. JP just not interested in anything.
Yeah.
All right. What was JP's reason for not getting into barbecue?
It just was. I don't want to do that.
He said that about everything.
I know. So it was hard to read. So I couldn't really try and pinpoint mm-hmm. a hobby for him. But here, listen to myself for barbecue. All right. There's competition.
There's barbecue. Oh, okay. You're talking competition.
Yeah. There's barbecue competitions all over that he would maybe try to enter. It's something that you try to improve upon every single time. It has more machismo than cooking. Barbecuing is different than cooking. You're creating something, also a final mm-hmm. product, something for use for you and your family. That's about all I got. Doesn't JP claims to have a sophisticated palate, so you can play off of that as well. There's so many different angles and offshoots he could go from there that would always keep him busy.
All right, so I absolutely disagree with the one thing you said there. He's got the nubbiest palate of anybody. Okay.
Hold on.
I can't take a guy who is in competition for having him and Bickle having the most childlike palates. He passed his nubs genes down to Dylan, who eats chicken fingers and macaroni and cheese as a grown adult. Okay. That means JP's cooking was nubs growing up, that Dylan never took to it. I can't trust him again to JP's. He's all about hurry up and get it. There's no sophistication.
He can't do a 12-hour smoke because he doesn't have the patience to do briskets for 8 hours.
He couldn't be a sommelier, you think he's going to be able to tell you the difference?
No.
Okay, no. He's just slam it, get it done. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. That's the kind of guy he is.
But what? All right, what about this? Cook, like...
I got a heart.
Right, what about baking? If he could just get past... If he could just get past...
No.
Because that's more regimented. No, baking's so much more regimented than barbecue.
No, to be a great baker, you don't use ingredients. I mean, you don't measure.
No,
that's what they all tell you. It's all taste and feel. Again, you got to go next level. This is what you know what JP would be good at? He should buy a 3D printer. All right.
All right.
Get that little box set up in his room, the clear thing, plastic, and program something to print off and watch him sit, lean back and watch him build a paperweight. whatever he's into. Okay. 3D print chess pieces. Chess is actually one he should do. I don't know if he's smart enough. But is something that is up his alley.
Okay. Talk me into that, because my dad also took up chess.
Okay. Again, I don't know your dad very well. Those seem like complete opposite things to me, chess and guitar, but maybe I'm wrong.
Those are his two fads that he has going on right now in retirement.
I know very little about chess other than there's just...
I don't know anything about the strategy. I just know how the pieces move.
Board games, JP, puzzles. These are things that JP Flame should do.
I suggested that and I got laughed at.
Well, because I think they think puzzles are for children. But if you...
No,
Legos.
I said that.
I didn't hear you say that.
I said
JP
Legos.
JP should do Legos. But again, he thinks that's for children.
Like, I couldn't think of a better example, but the big Star Wars Legos where you're building a ship. But I just remembered the NASA one.
The whole thing was about video games because he found a study that... 50-year-olds are into video games. That's what it all came down from. Okay.
Okay. But
puzzles, Legos, we're on the right track. That's the Flame mentality. Building something.
Hey, it's a lock. JP Flame had an Erector set growing up, right?
That may have been before his time. I'm not really sure. Like, my dad had an Erector set. My dad also is an engineer. But JP, yeah, possibly JP could have been a great engineer. I don't really know. But
do you know what he would love? This is what he would love. He should get into PC gaming. And he should get into... Stick with me. I feel like JP would love SimCity or The Sims or Roller Coaster Tycoon, which we saw on the Commander's schedule release video.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are something that he would be very interested in. You've played The Sims before, right? Everyone already.
Yeah, he might like The Sims. I think he just thinks that video games are for children or computer games. But maybe. I mean, he'd be more of a PC gamer than he would getting to buy a PS5 or something like that.
Couldn't you see JP sitting on the computer for an hour making updates and everything to his city in SimCity?
I could see that. One of the things I want to go back to, though, that ricks me, Valdez, is that someone suggested cooking.
Okay. All
right? And JP, as we've said before on the show, his machismo doesn't allow him to cook. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Which is tilting in the fact that he takes pride in that he's never fried an egg. It ricks me, okay?
Okay.
But what's his whole premise of it is that, like, it's for women, right? He said that before. Some of the most famous chefs in the world are Italian men.
Right.
And the best food in the world is Italian. Like, why... Mario Batali or whatever his name is, the guy that got in trouble. He's that guy definitely has Italian blood. Emeril, has Italian
Emerald
blood.
Definitely
Stanley Tucci's always cooking meals over in Italy. I'm sure I'm missing 100 of them. Okay. There's a billion. Like, if you think of a famous chef, he's probably got some sort of Italian in his blood.
Of course.
The JP.
Chef Boyardee.
Okay. Yeah, Chef Boyardee. The fact that he refuses to, like, be trained in that, like, he could be he might be able to be a chef, I guess. Baking, maybe it's kind of the same thing. Baking's for women, so he would never do that. But I think he's sleeping on being a chef.
What about, you know what? I got it.
Nothing to be good at.
I got it.
Hmm.
What does JP, what type of food does JP love the most?
Pizza.
No. No. Dessert.
Oh, yeah.
Pastry chef. Dessert chef. Dessert specialist making his own homemade cannolis. Making it.
No, he's just not technical. I don't know. I don't know what he's good at. I've known him so well, I don't know what he's good at.
Coaching.
Okay, no. What? Let's start here. What is JP good at?
Coaching.
Well, we don't know that.
Well,
self-proclaimed.
I'm taking him as his word.
No, we've never seen that in action. Like, what is he? He's good at order. He's good at like order and organizing.
Okay. Clean up.
Yes.
Okay. All right. There. All right. Hold on. We're on to something.
What about like a closet organizer?
Declutterer.
Okay.
Declutterer.
Yeah. He should declutter people's houses. Should be his hobby.
Yeah. Honestly, you know what he should do? He should go to estate sales.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's say my parents died. I would hire JP to come in and kind of just figure out what's important and what's not important.
Mm-hmm.
And then and help organize it and go from there.
Right.
That would be something he's into.
However, when his mother passed away, didn't he pawn the whole thing off on like a third party company to like come in the house and literally label and sell everything?
Yeah.
He wanted nothing to do with it. All right. You guys tweet us. If you actually have, like, I need you guys to put your thinking caps on and really dig deep into something that JP would be good at and would do long term. Okay. But only JP, not something that you're into, like, think about something that only JP would speak to him. Think about his brain.
All right.
Because we're really struggling here.
All right. Let's just keep with clutter. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm not talking about estate sales and getting rid of stuff. What about just like organizing the garage, organizing your closet, organizing a bedroom, organizing your workspace, making it more efficient.
Yeah, I just, again...
Because
it's really hard to recommend a hobby to somebody who has no patience.
Because every hobby takes up patience.
Is there hobbies out there that, like, A, analytical, but also pick up and play?
Instantaneous.
Maybe pickleball?
Maybe.
Maybe, like, he probably would like pickleball.
No, because he would hate pickleball.
Why? But there's no...
Because all... And I know JP's brain this way. All he's going to do is think about the sports he wish he was playing while playing pickleball.
Okay. But that is a pick up and play sport.
That is.
Okay.
Wouldn't you agree with me?
He should continue playing golf, to be honest with you, because it's a lot of tinkering. He already knows a little. He can get around the course. Or like around a course. He shoots a 90. He really should focus in on golf.
He could, but my argument is how... These rounds are
too long.
Too long for him.
He should play 9 holes of golf.
He should. He should be in a 9-hole league.
Yeah.
9-hole league.
He should.
All avenues don't lead to golf, by the way. But that's a very good. What about a collector of some sort?
That's junk. He doesn't want junk.
I'm floating it out.
I don't know. There are no bad ideas, Valdez.
I mean, we're spitballing here. We're just back and forth.
All right, let's take a quick break. Maybe we'll think of some during the break here, Valdez.
Yes.
When we come back, I definitely want to talk about EB not drinking, and there's a new sequel being made to a movie that Valdez and I are interested in.
Welcome back to Bit Season episode 177. Hey, we got to let you know that this episode of Bit Season is brought to you by Don't Sleep. Show your support for me, show your support for Drabby by heading to don'tsleepenergy.com right now. And when you get there, use that promo code Bitties to save 10% on every single order. They're also on Amazon. They'll ship wherever. I know D. Woods gets them down in Atlanta. Maybe Brad and Kristen can get some out in Denver. Go to don'tsleepenergy.com right now. Get a 12-ounce can. Get some of the energy shots. I've been vibing on the energy shots lately, Drab. I know
you and Mar.
Yeah.
Mar's crushing those things.
I know. I've been trying to get one every other day, and I'm just seeing them dwindle. Don'tsleepenergy.com right now. Support us. Support our guy, Mike. Drabby, speaking of drinks, we got to talk about this phenomenon that's going on with one Eric Bickle. And this challenge, it almost seems like, that he's doing with himself to stay on the wagon. Number one, I must commend him as
pretty crazy,
as booze houndy as he sounds like he is, especially traveling with the volleyball dads, maybe having cocktails after golf or during golf. His nightly old fashioned. I mean, this is a guy that was riding around all of Northern Virginia looking for Buffalo Trace whiskey or bourbon.
That wasn't that long ago.
Wasn't that long ago. So we go from that extreme to all of a sudden being a teetotaler.
Well, look, he's on what, day 26, day 27, right about now.
Yeah.
I didn't think, like, I was getting a little bit concerned. I think we talked about it before on the show. Couple things. I thought, well, he was upset today because he hasn't lost any weight. But I do think his face looks better. It's not as puffy as it was before.
I definitely think his skin looks better.
But here's the thing. He's not sleeping any better. I don't think his brain is functioning a lot better during the show. Or do you?
No.
Like, I attributed a lot of that to his excessive drinking.
Like your
brain. Turns out that wasn't the case.
That's actually a little more scary.
I thought it was just the booze, the hangover.
Yeah.
Maybe he just didn't. He wasn't drinking as much as we thought. I really don't know. But I will say his face definitely looks a little bit better. But nothing has changed as far as performance on the show.
Okay.
I would say.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think started this?
Do you think it was all the people chirping at him?
I don't know, because he didn't really care what people thought, and I think Dina said something.
You don't think that he didn't just do this by himself?
I think Dina said something. That's my theory. I've gone down the road and gone down the other avenues of trying to figure out what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one. The other one is, Eric gets wrapped up in challenges a lot.
Yeah.
So when you kind of do this as a challenge, he really takes the bull by the horn. He really gives it all. He gets very obsessive about stuff. So if he obsesses over the challenge aspect of it, I can see him doing that. My other theory is he was gaining weight. Like, I think maybe there's a possibility he was truthful about that.
Here's what it is. Okay. You know what it is? He's not seeing Vinny and Joe. So he's not having to keep up with the Joneses a lot. There hasn't been as many tournaments. I know he went to that one in Chicago or somewhere he went, right?
Well, he said that the volleyball dads go crazy.
I know, but he hasn't seen them. He's only seen them one time in the last 26 days. And I think that was like after the first week or something like that. So he's gone through, if he can go through the whole summer and he's going to Nationals or he's going to Dallas, I think this week or next week.
So you think maybe this was a challenge to himself to say, hey, I know I'm going to drink when I'm with the volleyball dads on the
4th of July. He's going to Dallas or somewhere around that time. If he comes back after with the streak still continuing, I'm all in. I'll give major props, and he overcame it, because I don't think he can. I think he's going to crack down there, and it'll be the end of it. And then and once he starts something, like you say, he's all back in. I don't think he's just going to be like a one drink a week guy.
Well then I know exactly what it is. Dina said something. Well, like, you can't go until Dallas without a drink,
right?
And then, well, watch me. I think that's a highly likely scenario.
I am more like, I always live, we talked about it last week on the show. So now he's drinking cherry tart juice. He's off the ashwagandha. He's right. doing the red light therapy. we said it before. One of my favorite things about EB is that he's a nonstop tinkerer to try to crack the code of life. And then he moves on to something else.
Yeah, he's a moth to flame.
Whatever happened to his, is he still doing the olive oil shot? The sauna.
Well, he still does sauna. He goes. Remember, he goes to the club and does that. But
I'm talking about the zip-up sauna at his house every single day.
Well, he's getting a real one installed.
Yeah.
But you're right. The shot of olive oil, I haven't heard about that.
Right, now it's a shot of cherry juice.
The padding.
Yeah, padding, yeah. I hope he never stops. I always get a kick out of it. Nothing ever works. That's the best part. Nothing ever works.
I feel like he's done every single change in his life.
There's nothing left. He's just screwed.
Do you think his sleeping habits are a kind of a,
I don't know,
reflection of this?
Some people, it's tough for me to relate with you guys. You guys are just doing everything in the, like, because when I'm tired, I just go to bed and I fall asleep within 2 minutes, and that's it. I don't stay up all night. I don't know why you guys just can't go to sleep. It baffles me. Just go to sleep. I don't know. Stop thinking of, here's the thing. Life's not that important to sit up all night with this anxiety. You guys are worrying about every little detail. Just go to sleep and hope you wake up in the morning.
Trust me, I wish I could.
I don't know. I got a silly ability to just turn my brain off.
I'm jealous. Right. I'm so jealous. Hey, what do you think the next fad is going to be for Eric?
I don't know. I don't know. I really, because whatever, I'm not up on the latest.
Do you know what really, it's just has fascinated me is how he hasn't just like succumbed to these Instagram ads. And I think I brought that up before.
What, about buying crap to help you sleep?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, no, not just that. But like all of the wellness crap that's out there.
He does love to just impulse buy stuff all the time.
Like he's really into that rabbit hole about health and what you need and kind of putting every single vitamin or tchotchke down your gullet to
Maybe
try to improve your.
I think he does.
I know, but wouldn't you think he would tell us like that dose? And I mentioned it before.
What are you getting at? Because I don't see these Instagram ads. I see my own dumb stuff.
I see Dose, which is like
what is Dose?
It's like a wellness shot.
Oh.
That you do like every morning. It's supposed to help.
Here's why.
Like,
you want me to tell you why? Because he got duped by the people that gave him shots and he bruised all over his body.
Okay.
So unless it's like a big official thing, he already learned his lesson by getting swept up by these companies of the moment type, you know.
Okay. Kind
of
okay. Wellness, all right. All right. That's a good theory. And then Colon Broom. Well, I would never get it based off of that. The name alone.
Here's the intel. Now I'm finding out what's on your algorithm. Okay. You're getting colon blow stuff?
Yeah, I'm getting colon blow stuff. Yeah.
What are you Googling over there?
I'm not Googling anything. What about... I'm actually surprised. You know what he does buy a lot of? Are golf training aids.
Yeah.
Here. I don't know what this is. Here, look. Now I'm getting internet stuff.
You're just getting spammed with ads.
Wouldn't you love to see what his algorithm is like?
I'm sure it's the stuff you're talking about. I don't know. I'm sure it's like the red light therapy thing. That's how he falls into all these traps. I don't know why you think he's not. That's how he gets into this stuff. Targeted advertising.
I thought it was just somebody suggesting it to him.
All right. Hey, you brought up Dina a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
I can't stop thinking about AWOD marrying Dina.
Really?
Are you intrigued by that at all? It came up today because we were talking about, JP brought up Suzanne Summers passing away and her husband, was it? Or boyfriend?
Partner, whatever.
Is now dating her old co-star. Was it Three's Company?
Yeah.
All right.
Before my time, but I think that you're right.
That is pretty wild. That was kind of dismissed on the show. I think you like absolutely cannot do that.
That's a big
because that's bro, like that's like
no no
me and you. You want me or all right? I'm single. Whatever. You know, I'm 88 years old. You're dead. All right, your new lovely fiance and wife. Do you want me dating her? Like, that would be so weird. Wouldn't you rather just date some random, take your chances on some random guy?
No, no. All right. This is what I would say. This is what I would say. For girls, not allowed. Guys, it's okay. For instance.
Okay.
If you and or Wacky Jackie were dating my wife when you're 88 years old and she's 87, at least I know you guys, and you're my bros.
Okay,
and you're stand up guys. I'd rather be with the devil I know than the devil I don't know.
Okay, all right. What about the other way around, though? You said it doesn't work.
Doesn't work that way.
All right. So let's say that So you're saying that my wife passes away. I can't date my wife's friend.
Correct. That's not allowed.
All right.
But with guys, I think
she'd be upset.
Yes, she would be upset from beyond the grave. I think guys, not necessarily. If you died, wouldn't you want me there with Sarah making dinners every night?
Yeah. Better than the decision she'd make on her own, probably. Yeah. All right, yeah, I can see that. Like, you it's understood that you're going to swoop in and you're going to be next in line, next in the throne.
Wouldn't you want me to be there at 88 years old, turning the stove off for her and everything?
Yeah. That's some other donk that she'd pick on her own.
Yeah.
I agree, yeah.
I think for a guy, you'd rather have it be your boy.
I don't think women want their husband to date after.
No, of course not.
Right? They want you to go into the grave.
No, because women have already done the molding and all the work on you.
Right. and then, I do think that there's probably some truth to that. Like, I would not, if I pass away, I would not care about my wife dating somebody else or marrying someone. It literally would mean nothing to me. Okay.
Right.
But I'm sure she would be distraught.
Right.
The women are very competitive.
I know. don't you think I'm on to something? I'm definitely on to something.
I think you are onto something.
Although it is kind of a show. Like Eric wouldn't see. Eric said he didn't care when AWOD.
Yeah, I agree.
Would swoop in.
Now I'm sold. Yeah. Now I understand it. I understand it now, as the kids say.
Yeah. And, although it would be so weird.
It would make me laugh. I just like to imagine AWOD having sex with anybody.
No, I get a kick out of it imagining AWOD playing house at EB's house, the person he's looked up to his entire radio career.
Sleeping in his bed.
Yeah.
In his sauna.
Yeah. Hey, I'm in the king's castle right now.
All right. Yeah. That's funny. All right. So today, last thing I want to talk to you about here. Today you told me something. I guess I missed it. I was not aware of the new movie being made.
I know. I put this in the EP. I was so bitter.
Why didn't they skip over it?
Number one, JP talked about Luka Doncic for 10 minutes before the EP.
Left in the binder.
But also that Eric didn't bring this up during the EP. Although we were at it. It was a good discussion about your forehand. And which I found to be very entertaining.
A bunch of assholes.
But this was in the EP, and I thought this was the biggest news of Wednesday.
What? If Cakes was here, doesn't Cakes love this
Cakes
movie?
Cakes loves this movie, and I love this movie too. But apparently, there is a sequel in the works for The Social Network. The Social Network 2 is going to be directed and written by Aaron Sorkin, who also did the first Social Network with Jesse Eisenberg.
I thought David Fincher did the Social Network.
No, David Fincher did the score for the Social Network.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he did the music with it.
Okay.
Now
is David Fincher a director or only a...
No. Hold on. Oh, no, I'm thinking of Trent Reznor.
Yeah.
No. I'm thinking, sorry. I don't think David Fincher did the first one.
This says David Fincher, Social Network.
Did Aaron Sorkin write it?
I think maybe Aaron Sorkin wrote it. Aaron Sorkin is definitely involved in that movie.
In the first one.
Yeah.
But But he's involved with it. Sorry, Trent Reznor did the score. But anyways,
Aaron Sorkin is writing and directing a sequel to The Social Network, which David Fincher directed.
Okay, but Aaron Sorkin wrote the first one, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
The new film's tentatively titled The Social Network Part 2 will focus on, again, this is AI, Google, so I have no idea if this is true because I had not seen this. Well, because everything I saw said nobody knows what it's about. We'll focus on the revelations from the Facebook Files, a Wall Street Journal series about Facebook's internal workings. That sounds like...
That can't be it because I already can tell that's a dud.
Such a dud.
I mean, that's got to be AI. That's the bad AI Google. But anyways, explain your blind spot for this movie when I told it to you and how...
I just kind of had forgotten about it. It also was a little bit too Academy Award-y for me, meaning I don't really – a lot of those movies that like people – the critics rave about, and this was one of them. Mm-hmm. I just – and even if they become somewhat popular, I find myself not being attracted to them. Like The Big Short or just like – I don't know. Maybe it's just the directing.
The Big Short was a great movie.
I know. For whatever reason, like I've seen it. It meant nothing to me. I've seen this dumb movie. It meant nothing to me. You and Cakes always say, you know, it's cool, $1 billion all the time. I would have forgot about this movie so many times. When I think of Jesse Eisenberg's big roles, I think of Lex Luthor? I think I just like when I picture his movies and then I picture the
Zombieland,
the card movie.
Oh, now you see me.
Yeah, now you see Morgan Freeman. That's what I think of.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I don't think of the social. I don't think of him playing a Zuck.
You don't think of
it just meant nothing to me. I know.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I also can't believe that Mike Marr's never seen the movie, which kind of blew me away. This is a great movie.
That we did with Mike Marr that he bombed and ran to the ground after 3 weeks?
Movie reviews. Mike Marr's movie reviews.
His Dumb and Dumber review killed that.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
So fast.
But this is a great movie because it chronicle something that we grew up with.
Yeah.
So you put those two things together, it makes for like an ultimate, mm-hmm. ultimate movie. Yeah. Plus the great acting. Do you know who stole this movie?
Oh, that's ironic. Somebody stole something from the Social yeah. Network movie?
Yeah. I'm not talking about the Winklevi.
Winklevoss.
I know, but I'm doing the plural of Winklevosses.
Okay, sorry. I should have known that you knew.
It's the attorney for the Winklevosses, the old guy who's reading him the testimony.
Okay,
movie files they're on my wavelength right now.
Okay,
right. I'm talking to them and them only. But it's a perfect kind of coming of age movie that includes the rise and fall of a business. It includes sex, some great acting. It's a perfect movie. Mm. And anytime it's on, I will watch it.
Okay. As far as The Social Network Part 2.
Yes, let's get to Part 2.
I mean, what else? Like, what are we going to... We're going to tap into Instagram, maybe? Them owning Instagram, but what else do they own? WhatsApp? I can't remember.
I actually thought that this could be a whole thing where we chronicle, like maybe we start getting into poking in part two. Remember poking?
Yeah. you're gonna do a movie on poking?
I'm just saying we start going down the path.
I mean, what else is there? I mean, has Facebook really changed that much in the last 10 years? No. And then all big stories about it?
All of a sudden it ends with political arguing.
Ugh, that stinks. Marr brought something up good in the Behind the Glass today. He said he wants a TikTok movie. That's what The Social Network 2 should be, about the rise and dominance of TikTok how it changed everything.
No, it should be. It actually would be great is it's the Social Network 2. All right. So it's not just. Yeah, you're right. Doesn't mm-hmm. just stick with Facebook. But all of a sudden, Social Network 2, we start to see the decline of Facebook.
All right.
And that's how it starts. People start getting upset with all the arguments going on, maybe with all the catfish profiles, like Drab's been.
I know, but
duped
it's
by.
Yeah, I'm not duped by those.
you were.
Was I?
You definitely were. Got catfished.
Oh yeah, but that was two. Yeah, okay, maybe that was 2008 or something.
Well, I know.
Like
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
it starts with that decline.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden, everyone starts moving to the other social media.
That's not piquing my interest. Here's what's piquing my interest. Right. Elon Musk buying Twitter and going in and firing everybody, being a raging just psychopath or whatever. Like that might get me. Social network, someone playing Elon.
Okay, I'd be into that.
And just his weird takeover and buying all the stock and how that changed.
Well, and that
could get me. That could get me.
And that's kind of like what Facebook was,
mm-hmm.
where Zuck all of a sudden iced out Eduardo.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what makes the first social network is that you see the genesis of the idea. You get how Facebook started.
Mm-hmm.
It started by rating how hot women are, okay? And then all of a sudden it evolved into a profile. That you mm-hmm. need that in a movie.
Forgot that's kind of how it started.
You need to see mm-hmm. the idea for it or why somebody needed Twitter or why we needed to have TikTok. We can't just all of a sudden, here's Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
We got to figure out.
Okay.
How it evolved. That's how you would make the movie.
I'm not interested in Facebook too. I'm just not. I'm telling you right now, I'm not interested. Give me Tom from MySpace. Anything. I need a new story. Yeah, do something on Tom, Dave, Aaron Sorkin.
Hey, that'd be great.
Where's Tom?
The Tom movie.
Yeah.
He's vanished into oblivion.
All right. All right, guys. Have a great rest of your day. Happy weekend. I don't know if we're doing a show next week. We'll try to figure that out.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
the 4th of July. We'll be super busy getting ready for the weekend and everything. So we'll keep you updated, but appreciate you listening to episode 177. Was it?
177.
All right, guys. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
See you.
Bye.